to know McKenna was to love her. And even if you didn't know her, she loved you anyway.
Hi, friends. It's Jason Wright. In 2005, I wrote a little novel called Christmas Jars. The book was about a very simple tradition of a family taking a glass jar, filling it with spare change all year long, and then giving that jar away anonymously to someone in need. Over the years, I have heard thousands of stories of people around the world who have given and received Christmas jars in real life. These are stories of real everyday people with real needs who experience real miracles. I could not be more excited, honored even, to have Chris and Rebecca Goodwin joining me today. Chris, how are you?
Good, Jason. Good to be with you.
You too. And you, Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having us.
So our audience is soon going to learn that this is a pretty big and complex story, one that actually involves our lives sort of intersecting many times. But before we get to that, I think our audience will love getting to know you.
We have been married for 30 years. We have 7 kids, and the kids are all good friends with each other.
It's never a dull moment in our house. It's always...
Even if we want it to be.
It's always loud. Ask our neighbors. We have a good time wherever we're at.
Yeah, we even have fun in line at Disneyland. Who has fun in line at Disneyland?
So much of this story revolves around your daughter, McKenna. Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Oh my gosh. McKenna was... It was like second nature to her to serve people. She just loved people with her whole heart.
Everybody's like, oh, you guys did so great with her. I was like, I just tried not to break her. She kind of came that way.
McKenna had such a gift for lighting up a room. As soon as she came in, you knew she was there. And maybe that's the next place to go, is on why we even know each other.
It kind of started before we even knew Jason Wright and kind of knew the Christmas jars and the story behind it. Our kids, we had 3 kids when they were in high school. Each of them were in student council, and each of them played an important role in the school's efforts in raising money for those that were in need through the Christmas jars through their school. They would do activities and things and then stuff the jars and different things like that, where we would go and participate and help raise money so they could give it around to families in need during the Christmas time.
Yeah, little did I know that I had been in that school a number of times and your children were in the room, in the auditorium, and had no idea, of course, who they were. Fast forward then, one day I am meeting this new young lady who's in my living room, who's been assigned to our part of the world to do some church service. And there she is telling me a little bit about where she's from and her family and her background. And I share a little bit about myself, and Christmas jars comes up, and her eyes get so wide, and she smiles from one end of the house to the other and says, oh my goodness, I know Christmas jars. And that was the beginning of a friendship, not just with me, but with my entire family, that really grew over the weeks and months. And to this day, we still consider her, to be quite candid, as a little adopted member of our crazy family.
Yeah, and we appreciate you taking care of her while she was there.
She was going through a really hard time, and she wouldn't tell us much. One day that was particularly hard, she went to the church, I believe, and there was a gift there for her. There was some flowers and a Christmas jar from Jason's family. And she was so touched by that gift. And she was like, it's not about the money. She was like, the money's cool, but like, it just meant so much to be seen in that way. It turned things around for her at that point. It really did.
So let's fast forward. She's home now. She's settling back into life and working and going to school, and you're so happy to have her home. Talk to us a little bit about that time of life.
I just had an experience one day. My sister had come to visit us for Christmas, and on her way, she hit a deer, and it did a lot of damage to her car. And so when she got back into town, some neighbors or something saw that her car had been damaged, and they left a Christmas jar for her on her porch. And it was the exact amount plus 1 cent of her deductible. And they didn't know what her deductible was. So, like, it was this crazy coincidence that it was just the exact amount that they needed for their car to get fixed. She told me about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell Jason, you know? So I texted Jason, and I was like, Jason, guess what? My sister had this really cool Christmas jar experience. And it was like crickets. I didn't hear back from him for a month.
He must be busy or something. I don't know.
So it was a month later, I got a text from Jason. Wow, that's a really cool story. And I was like, how did you even find that text? Like, it's been a month. And so I texted McKenna, but I always dictate to my phone. So I picked up my phone and I just said, hey, Jason just texted me. Guess what? Like, isn't that so crazy? About the Christmas jars and whatever. And it just came out like gibberish. And I didn't realize that because I said it and then I sent it without looking. I was in the middle of doing laundry. And
Yeah, so
so,
she gets this text and she's like, I have no idea what this says.
yeah. So she was confused and she called me to find out what was actually happening. And we FaceTimed and I think she was doing laundry too. And we ended up just sitting there talking for about an hour, just chatting. And we had a beautiful conversation. And she was telling me her hopes and dreams and all the things that she wanted to do with her life. And it was just such a beautiful conversation. And that was the last conversation that I ever had with her. That came about so miraculously, and I was so grateful looking back at how God had lined up all of those things for us to have that last conversation. The next morning, we had a knock on our door, and there were two policemen standing there. They asked if we were McKenna's parents, and we said yes. And they said, we're so sorry to tell you this, but your daughter's been in a terrible accident, and she's not expected to make it.
It was a snowy day in February and just bad weather, bad road conditions, and she had hit a patch of ice and snow and just lost control.
And was hit by a semi truck. So we drove to the hospital with a lot of help from God because we were so frazzled. I don't even know how we made it, to be honest.
We made our way down there through all the traffic and all the stops and everything, not knowing, you know.
Hoping and praying that she would still be alive when we got there. And they had taken her into surgery when we got there, and they were trying to alleviate the pressure in her brain, and they said we won't know for a couple of hours if she's gonna make it, if she's fighting to stay or not. They tested her a couple of hours later, and her brain was shutting down. And we just had all the family and friends come in and say their goodbyes, and about 10 o'clock that night, her brain shut down. And we left the hospital with our family without her, and our lives were forever changed. We didn't even know how much she had been serving people until her viewing. And people came through, and story after story, they were like, she sat with me at church when I didn't know anybody. She invited me to a movie night when I first moved in and helped me to make friends, writing little love notes to people and just letting them know how special they were. Just so many
Yeah,
things.
she was always doing that. In fact, we found a couple letters that I guess she'd written and never delivered. So it was kind of fun to read them and,
Just to see where her heart was, you know.
yeah, to know McKenna was to love her. And even if you didn't know her, she loved you anyway. Well, we're still a mess, as you can see.
It's hard, especially around the holidays. we find ways to bring her into our holidays and our things so that so we're still, sharing in that memory of her.
Yeah, I mean, we still try to include her in everything that we do. We even replace the top of our Christmas tree with an angel that kind of reminds us of Kenna. The first year after McKenna passed away, there was a knock on the door, and I think we went there, and there was a Christmas jar for our family.
And so that was really special because we never thought we'd be on the receiving end of
Yeah.
that.
We were always on the helping end.
The money in the jar on your porch is helpful, sure, but it's not about the money, right?
Yeah, it's definitely more than what's in it. It's the caring behind it. It was just a mason jar for Kenna, but we still have it on our dresser.
Was our first Christmas without her, and I just think people go back to their lives and move on with things, and you don't. And so it just meant so much to us to have someone just show up. Just recognizing that they knew it was hard, that we were having a hard time.
So I understand that instead of a Christmas jar necessarily becoming a part of your family's traditions, you do something else that's pretty special.
Yeah, so when we got home from the hospital the night McKenna passed away, we had some friends and neighbors that had come into our home and they left us these blankets that had each person's name on it. And it was like embroidered in there and it said, "I will always be with you." And those were so special to us. We walked around wrapped in those blankets for days. They were soft, cuddly blankets. And it was just that message on there. For some reason, it just felt like it was like getting a hug from McKenna. And they were so special to us that we decided that we wanted to, as a family, give those blankets to other people who lost loved ones. In fact, one of our friends, someone that we know, lost a son just, I think, 2 or 3 months after McKenna in a car accident. And our family went over and visited with their family and just hugged them and cried and talked with them and gave them the blankets. And it's just been our way of finding a way to love people who are going through what we have gone through, and because we know how that feels, and it's been really powerful.
I love that you have said this is going to be our way, and it honors your sweet daughter.
There's something just so special about those blankets. I don't know why. They just feel like you're getting a hug from your angel.
Chris and Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us. More importantly, thank you for sharing yourselves and McKenna with the world today.
We're grateful that you let us come and share.
Well, Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
The Christmas Jars podcast is hosted by Jason Wright and produced by Brian Tanner and Wendy Folsom. Our executive producer is Sam Payne. Thank you to our guests, Rebecca and Chris Goodwin, for sharing your story. If you're looking for more ways to serve this Christmas season, then the annual Light the World campaign can give you a lot of ideas about how you can be someone's angel. Visit lighttheworld.org to learn more. The Christmas Jars podcast is a production of BYU Radio.